you for calling.
Yeah, I just received a call from you. I'm not sure who you are.
It's the Senate.
Is this Annette Sabota? Yes.
Hi there. Thank you so much for calling back. It's Lisa Taylor from the Compliance Department. I just wanted to have a brief chat with you.
What compliance department of what?
No book writing. You have recently disputed the charges.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a good time? Can we have a discussion right now?
Yeah. Let me just shut my office door. Hold on just a minute.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Okay, Annette, I see that there were some issues regarding your Amazon account moving towards the publication. So what happened all of a sudden that you decided to dispute the charges? Because I also see a correspondence from Ethan when you sent an email regarding a lawsuit, and Ethan clearly told you that we'll be able to refund you the amount. If we refuse to refund you, that's when you proceed with the lawsuit or a dispute. So what led you to take this action?
Well, interestingly enough, I called Amazon, and they were like, you're being scammed out of a lot of money. This shouldn't cost this much money. And we can do it quickly for a lot less money, which they have, so they know what they're talking about.
They went ahead and they persuaded you for their own sale, and you fell for it.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is I've spent. Okay, can I say something first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk rationally about this, mm-hmm. Okay? I've spent over $15,000 over the last 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a published book.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. I do not have any proof that any marketing has been done like I was promised.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
No marketing has been done.
Mm-hmm.
I got lists and lists of things that you guys are going to do for me, none of which has happened. I'll tell you what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I did get the illustrations, which is all I wanted in the beginning. Okay? And I did get a very subpar website, my design website, so I know a good website when I see it.
Okay.
Then after you designed the website for me, you told me it wasn't secure, which is so bogus. Come on, you know, I'm not a complete idiot. So I had to pay another $1,000 to secure a website that should have been secured in the first place because I could have done a secure website myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a book trailer done, which Daniel McCain told me I have to have this book trailer done. And then about a month ago, Patrick told me the book trailer isn't good. We're not going to use it. And I spent over $1,000 on that. And so it was just, you know, my daughter is an attorney, and I'm running all this through her.
Mm-hmm.
I've documented many, many times that I've paid you money and got nothing in return. One of the biggest ones that I think is a big scam that Amazon was quite shocked at was when you asked me for over $1,000 to do a Library of Congress number, which costs like nothing. They're free to $65.
Okay.
So obviously so in my state, if you inflate prices like that, and I've just dealt with a lawsuit with a client of mine that did this exact same thing, inflated this stuff, and didn't disclose how much they were inflating, you can't do that. That's against the law.
Okay.
So charging me for $1,000 for a Library of Congress number when they cost $65, you have to disclose to me, the client, the customer,
mm-hmm.
the inflation in that. Everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Amazon said they'll help me with the lawsuit. My daughter's an attorney. Her husband's an attorney. So I don't have to spend a lot of money on attorneys to get this settled. I'm appalled. I'm sick to my stomach. I feel completely stupid because I just kept going and going and going and going because I wanted the damn book published that was supposed to be published 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now you tell me where I am wrong here.
Okay, thank you so much for providing me a detailed explanation, and that will certainly help me to help you in this entire situation, okay? And first of all, when you received an email from Ethan not to take any legal action at this point of time, and
I didn't receive that email.
I'm looking at that email right now.
Oh, I didn't receive it. Who's it from?
Well, it's from Daniel. You emailed Daniel that you're filing a lawsuit.
Right, and I didn't receive anything back from them. I got no response.
Okay, that is...
So let me... I'll go to my last email from him, okay? Because I keep all these.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I emailed him today saying I'm going to file the suit if I don't hear from you, and I didn't receive anything back. So you tell me what time and when this was.
Okay, just give me a quick moment. How about
yep.
I share that directly with you?
What does that mean? So here, yesterday at, let's see, I have this all documented here. So Daniel, I'm trying to understand what the problem is. You have a third-party involvement. Yes, me today. Furthermore, I'm including our compliance manager. That's the last thing I got from him, and that was yesterday at 3 p.m.
Exactly. So we were waiting for you to confirm the timing, and at no point, Emmett, we mentioned that if you are a customer, you're facing some problems with the project, you're demanding a refund, period. Forget about who's right or who's wrong here. If you're asking for a refund, it's your consumer rights. If the company refuses to provide that to you, then it makes sense for you to go ahead and take any kind of action. Now, the company sent you an email yesterday. You did not see it for any XYZ reason, and you went ahead with the dispute. Didn't you think that I should at least check my email before I file a dispute? Or I believe you were frustrated.
What are you talking about? I did not file a lawsuit.
You did not file a lawsuit, but you disputed the charges, which will result in...
I'm disputing the last three charges, which I've received nothing for.
Okay.
Nothing.
1728.
Right?
I've received no services.
Anna,
hear me out. Let's look at all the services together, okay? We'll go over it one by one. Let's start from the book illustrations, book completion,
great.
And the book cover.
Okay, book illustrations were good. Sheldon was great. When you changed to another guy, they were not quite as good, but you still were listening to me.
That was the major delay.
I told you I'm going to pay you for the illustrations. I'm going to pay you for the illustrations.
Let me finish, Annette. I listened to you when you spoke, right? I'm giving you a breakdown of all the services, and then we can discuss.
Okay, keep going. All right.
We're going to work step by step. Keep it precise so that you and I, we are on the same page. All right, so the book cover, illustrations, and the book finalization, that is all good to go.
Wait for a minute. The book cover and the illustrations are good. You guys screwed up the text. You changed names in the text where I had to work for about 4 months to get them changed back to the right name because
okay.
I screwed around with so many people.
Okay,
so the website is, that's fine. I'll pay for the website even though it's very inferior, extremely inferior.
Okay.
Because I deal with websites all the time. So I know a good website when I see one. So, okay, so what else have you promised me that you did that I paid you for that you did?
Okay. Let me just go over this again one by one. We have covered the manuscript and the book cover along with the illustrations. That is the book finalization
yes.
in order to enter into the publication phase. So that is all covered and sorted. Even though I am accepting that they were back and forth and the major delay was due to the illustrations and being on the same page with the team, I do see that. However, those services have been completed and delivered. The next phase, let's talk about the site services as well. Author's website,
the what?
I can
the what
give
service?
You
yeah, the website.
The add-ons,
okay.
Yes. I'm talking about the add-ons, and that is the website along with payment integration and SSL. SSL has already been delivered, which was the amount of $1,200. Payment integration has been done on your website as well. The amount that you disputed, $1,728, was for the payment integration, which is already delivered, and you disputed those charges. Was for what?
I just paid the $1,728 like last month.
Yes, and you disputed that charge.
I just paid that. And what was that for?
That was for payment integration on your website, and that has already been delivered, but you disputed that charge. So may I ask why?
That was for what on my website?
Payment integration, you know, when you add on an option for your customers to pay with their card, that is what's called payment integration.
Okay.
Do you want me to spell that out for you?
No, I don't, and you're being extremely condescending. So can you just talk to my attorney, okay? I'll have them list everything out.
And
you guys are all over the internet. You are all over the internet.
Hear me.
You're as a scammer. You're all over the internet as
scammers
a scammer.
Scammers do not deliver work, Annette.
Okay?
We have worked with you. Yes, there was a lot of back and forth, but if I look at this, the book is delivered, the book cover is delivered, ebook trailer is delivered, ISBN, LCCN is delivered, author's website is delivered, payment integration is delivered, SSL is delivered. The only thing that's remaining is the website maintenance, Amazon optimization, and publication. Publication
well,
because you refuse to provide the Amazon account. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. What about what Daniel or Rafael de Silva, how you were going to reach out to 2,000 places and you were going to print these cards and all that? I never received any of that. That he promised? And he literally used
can
those
you hear
words,
me?
I promised doing it. Yeah.
Okay.
No, now I can.
Okay, perfect. I'm saying
so
because
he,
the marketing has not started yet. Hear me out. When you market something, you are generating traffic to lead them to the purchasing site or the link. If your book is not published, what exactly are we going to achieve after spending a lot of dollars on marketing at this point of time without the book being live?
Okay, well, that's interesting. So why did I pay it over a year ago?
I'm sorry?
Why did I pay it over a year ago?
Because at that point of time, estimated timeline or deadline must have been 4 to 5 months, give or take. So
no.
For the preparation of marketing,
the book
we need
is not
to find
published.
A prior to that. Yeah, go ahead.
The book is not published. It's not on Amazon. I've been promised
and
for
what
almost over a year
Amazon?
That it will be on
yesterday,
Amazon.
Yesterday, Annette, our publisher called you in order to get into the account, and you refused to provide the OTP. What was that about?
That's because that was the fourth day in a row that he's promised me it would be on it.
Okay. But on Friday,
right.
You had a
so
word with Patrick,
like,
and he told you
I
that it's going to be Monday.
You know what? I am going to just sue the crap out of you guys. You guys are so despicable. I just cannot even believe this is even happening.
I'm trying to reason with you, and I'm explaining
you are not. You're trying to defend your company.
I'm
going to
get nothing. I'm not going to get anything out of this, Annette, defending the company. I'm asking you a legitimate question. 1728, that was for the payment integration on the website, which is delivered, and you just acknowledged that it is delivered. So why did you dispute that charge? I'm trying to understand that.
Because
the
book
services?
Was not published. The book was not published.
But when
why do I need that on
yesterday?
An unpublished book?
Yeah,
no, he called me yesterday after I had talked to him. Be quiet. He called me yesterday after I talked to him 4 days in a row, and each time he said that book will be published tomorrow, and it wasn't. That is a lie in my book. That was a lie.
Okay, all right.
Each day I woke up and went on Amazon to see if my book was published, and it was not. Do you know what? This is embarrassing. I'm telling you, I have people waiting for this book to come out on Amazon that I've told.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are costing me money. I had people that wanted to purchase this all over the place before Christmas. And you promised before Christmas. That was the last time.
Okay, but Annette, you should at least inform us if all of this is going on. Why
I did. I was talking to Patrick the whole time. I have a half a dozen emails where I say, what is going on? I haven't heard from you for months.
Okay.
I have all this documented.
I'm looking at your correspondence. When is the last time you informed or notified your project manager that things are not moving well? I would like to request a refund or anything close to that.
I never requested a refund because I thought he was going to do it. But Patrick, many times I told him it's not going well. Many times. And before that, I told Lisa Taylor. I told Raphael. I wrote all of them saying it's not going well. All of them I wrote.
Okay. Okay, can you refer me back to any email from last week?
Yeah, I can send them. I can. Well, first of all, we had them via phone. With
mm-hmm.
Patrick, most of them were via phone.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Raphael, which was kind of stupid of me because I should have gotten them all in writing. But I'm assuming if my attorney asks for transcripts that they can send them, right? Because
yes,
you recorded
well,
all the phone
calls. We will also be, fighting this dispute that you have filed on the last two payments, which is 1728 and 1000. Let me just check what exactly was the 1000 for, because I see clearly that the payment integration was for 1728, which is delivered. So we'll provide proof of deliverance on this.
Who told me? First of all, who told me it was delivered?
So you
when did you let me know? When,
okay.
when did you let me know it was delivered? I had no idea it was delivered.
Let me look into that. Just stay with me.
No one told me it was delivered. No one told me it was delivered. They didn't even tell me what that 1728 was for.
When the website link was sent to you, obviously it was sent after the website was completed, no?
What? What are you talking about?
Okay, let me have your project manager as well on the call because he's telling me that when the payment integration was done and the website was ready, it was informed to you. So let me have him over the phone.
No, it wasn't. I just paid that $17.28 a couple days ago.
Yes, and it
was
already
done. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. Let me just have my attorney
okay,
put together
about,
the demand
how about,
letter.
I'm not going to talk to your attorney, Annette. You are our client, and you're the only person that I'm going
to
talk to.
I'm not going to have you talk to my attorney. I would never do that. No, my attorney will respond to the owner of your company. What do you think I am, an idiot?
What exactly
no.
are you looking for, Annette? What exactly are you looking for? What are you going to get out
I
of this?
I want my money back. This is 2.5 years later.
Then you need to drop,
two
then
and
you
a half.
Need to drop all the work that we have done for you, okay? Are we talking about a settlement here, or are you going to continue doing this involving a third party?
No, I'll
See, listen,
I'll
Annette, I'm
going to
make this simple. Let me speak now, Annette. You've been talking. I've been listening, okay? With all due respect, here we have two options. Either you continue to involve third party, even when I'm trying to help you out, or you work with me, cooperate with me, drop all the other disputes that you have filed, and I will get you your refund for all the undelivered services. I hope I'm making myself
okay.
very clear
I'll
about
that.
I'll do
that.
Okay?
Yeah, I'll drop the dispute if I get a refund for all the undelivered services.
Yes. Let me draft up an email. Let me have a word with my finance
Perfect.
Team, by the way, for the 1728
That's fair. I
want to
pay for what I got.
Yeah. We are going to correspond.
I
want to
pay for what I got.
Well, in that
Delvin
case, Annette, then you will need to either, okay, I will have that adjusted. Regarding the payment integration amount, 1728, since that service was delivered, we can either deduct that
so
from
where,
the actual refund breakdown. It's
Wait
on
a minute.
Website.
Hold on a second.
Go ahead.
The website isn't published.
The website isn't published? Where is the website
no.
published? You mean that it's not live?
No.
Okay. All right. But
it's
the
option
is integrated.
It's not
okay.
live.
And
I couldn't send a
this.
Link to anybody to get them to buy my book.
Okay.
I've
okay,
tried.
Okay. Okay, all right, I understand. And this is just getting towards the heated conversation.
No, I appreciate your
Let's
help. I appreciate
yeah.
your help.
Let me.
What I'm trying to say is, I don't have a way for my customer to buy my book.
Buy the book. Exactly.
Okay?
That's what I was saying. That where
and
exactly
it's been two
we were going to market it.
Mm-hmm. And way back with Raphael, he told me it will all be done in a month,
mm-hmm.
and it hasn't been. And that was over a year ago. So I'm sitting here shelling out all this money, and I don't have a live website. It's not on Amazon. There's no way for anyone to purchase the
Got
book.
It. Got it. That's exactly what I was saying. Okay, Anna, just give me 1 hour. Let me have a discussion with my finance
okay.
department.
Okay, sounds good.
And
sounds good.
I will
sounds
either
great.
Call you back or email you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. Bye-bye. Bye.